Motherfucker, you call little cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
Quit that shit.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Diaz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for some reason, oh. the TikTok thing, like, stopped. I don't know what happened here.
Oh, it goes to one and then goes backwards.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, it removed my live access already just from the intro of... bullying. Didn't even get into the show.
Wow.
Pretty harsh.
That's some good AI detection. You want me to start dialing numbers?
Yeah, go ahead. We had, okay, we had 515 buttons. People watching to that point. Ah, yeah. I want to peel that.
Nelson. Hello.
Hi. Who is you is?
This is Nelson.
Nelson? But you sound like a woman.
I am. This is Nelson Fireworks.
Oh, I thought you were saying your name was Nelson.
No.
Okay. What do you do there?
This is fireworks.
Yeah, but how does this work, though? I got the fireworks. How does this work now?
Well, you just come in and pick out the fireworks you want.
Right. But I already bought them. That's what I'm saying. How do I work these? How do I work them?
You light the fuse.
Okay, light the fuse. I don't. But I'm in my hotel room. All right, hang on a second. Holy shit! Why'd you tell me to light the fuse? This is fucking ridiculous in here. Oh my god! Oh!
The stars in the hotel. I want to be. What is the fireworks? Nothing.
I gotta get the fire extinguisher. I gotta get the fucking fire extinguisher out. Ridiculous fucking fireworks people telling me to light the fuse. I'm in my goddamn room. God damn it. God damn it.
We're outside.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Why'd you tell... I'm in a confined space. Why would you tell me to light the fuse?
I mean, fireworks are for outside.
Right, but what did you tell me? Hello? Hello? What did you tell me? What were your exact words? What did you tell me?
To watch the fireworks. Lots of fuse, but you're supposed to be outside when you do fireworks.
She did it again! She fucking did it again!
You do this thing.
She did it again!
No, wait, no.
God damn it! Gonna burn the drapes! God damn it! God damn it! Fire extinguisher. Hey, hang on, I got an emergency here. She said to light the fuse, now the fucking drapes are on fire. Hang on, I got a fire extinguisher. Oh, Jesus Christ. What is that? Don't tell me she's in charge of anything.
Excuse me?
She's not in charge of anything, is she? Because the drapes just caught fire. She told me to light the fuse and I'm in my hotel room.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be. I don't understand why y'all would do. I mean, most time you do the fireworks outside.
Right, but I asked her how these worked. I bought some from you guys. I brought them back. I said, how do these work? Because I can't find a fuse. It's like this tape thing. We tried to light them outside, but this tape thing to the, like, the fuse is taped to the stick. And I try to light it, and every time it gets to the tape, it goes out.
Okay.
And so I asked her, I said, how do you do this? And she said, light the fuse. That's what she told me. And then fireworks going off in the room. In the room, they go off.
Yeah, I mean, if you light the fuse in the room, they're going to go off.
Yeah, right. But why didn't she tell me that before she told me to light the fuse? Ridiculous over here.
I'm really confused.
What are we confused about? I'm not sure what happened.
I mean, you say you light the fuse, it's going to go off. That's how you light them. I mean,
But that's what I tried before I called you. I tried lighting them outside, but when I lit it, it gets to the tape. It was taped to the stick. And then when I did that, it went out. So that's why I called you for some further instructions. And she says, light the fuse. Like she said it just like she said, light the fuse.
Okay, I'll let you talk to our area manager real fast.
Your area manager? Who have I been speaking with now?
Yeah, sir. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what to.
You don't sound like the area manager. You sound like the same fella I was just talking to.
Okay, well, they're busy, and she just said to tell you the same thing, that there's really nothing we can do.
No. I believe I heard her in the background call me stupid.
The understudy can give you the state fire marshal's number if you like it.
I need to talk to you guys about your insurance information, because I'm going to have to give it to the hotel for the damages.
Yeah, I mean, that's really not our issue. We just sell them, and then once we sell them, that's y'all's responsibility.
Yeah, but your person, I asked how to operate this, and you're supposed to tell me how to do it safely, and she said, light the fuse.
Yeah, I mean, did you tell her that you were inside the hotel room when she asked you?
I mean, I didn't know why that was relevant. I asked her right then, and she just told me to light it. She was very aggressive about it, and I felt like I had no other choice.
I mean, yeah, we're pretty busy. I mean, she probably can't hear you, so she may say it loud so she could hear you, because it's really loud in here right now.
Right.
Well, I could barely hear you over the phone.
Right.
So if her tone of voice influenced you a lot,
Okay, so I need the area manager so I can get the insurance information, because like I said, the hotel is going to be cross with me about these drapes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you want to come back up in here and talk to us in a little while, or call, like I said, we can give you the same.
Well, no, I can't leave right now. There's like all the stuff in here. Like there's like little coals, like burning coals of the drapes in here. And if something restarts up, I got to be able to put it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see how this is really our issue. I apologize, sir.
Well, that's why you're not the area manager and not in charge. Let me talk to the area manager, please.
Hang on, they relit.
They're like those stupid ass fucking child birthday candles. You blow out, they fucking come back.
Nope.
Hang on. Oh, hang on again. God damn it.
Hey. Oh, they're going. Now, you want to hear it? They're done now.
Hang on. I'm trying to get a hold of this. I had to get permission to hang up. Oh boy.
We lost patience.
Oh my god. I got lightheaded from laughing so fucking hard. And coughing and everything. Jesus Christ.
Me. She told me to light him. She told me to. Huh?
Yeah,
it's an RV park. So that's what I'm saying is, I can find the fuse, but I don't know where the fireworks go. So if I light the fireworks, I find them, right? Hey, I'm gonna stick these in your ass and light them. How's that sound there, honey? Right there up your ass. Go ahead, bend over, pendejo. Come on, bend over and take these right up the pooper. Come on, man. Come on, do it. Listen, I ain't gay, but if you ask me to put fireworks in my ass, I'd do it.
Bye. Good night.
I'm not bisexual. I'm all the way gay.
Go find something else to do.
Listen, I want to put mouth on you.
What?
I want to put mouth on you.
You're gay as hell.
Hey. Huh. I'm going to put mouth on him. I accidentally muted fucking YouTube for half a second.
Yeah.
I was trying to mute one side of it, and then I forgot which button it was, and then I ended up muting both sides of it.
Yeah. You're stealing John's audience, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
House of Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
You say fireworks?
Yeah, hi. I was there a couple hours ago. I picked up some fireworks. My son had a question about how to light them. I told him, we'll just get a legal match, right? That's like a good way to do it, right?
You can. I mean, yeah. We should have gave you some punks.
Yeah,
you lots of punks.
Oh,
just...
I think you got it. Go. Let me take a look over. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Christ Almighty. Oh, God.
We lost the patient. Yeah, that was a little...
He didn't last.
Shit. Well, I burned that one. I did a Dwight thing and I burned it really fast. There's enough.
Well,
there's so
tried.
Many fireworks
he
places.
He looked very concerned.
We lost them.
Oh, wow. House of Wonder comes with 5 gifted subs. Thank you very much. I'm sure Dwight will appreciate that.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering about the fireworks. You're open?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you had one. It's shaped like a rhinoceros, and it has big horns on it. And you light the horns, and it goes boom.
I have a dragon. It looks like a dragon one.
Oh, does it have balls on it?
It's like a dinosaur. It looks more like a dinosaur.
Oh, how's it go? Like when you light
it? It's just a fountain. It shoots out sparks out the front of it. It's just a small kid item. It's not a big item. It's just a small kid item.
Oh, what big items do you have? I want to know what the biggest one is.
I don't have any big ones with the horns and stuff like that coming out of it.
What's the biggest one you have? Like any size, any shape?
As far as fountains, I've got one that's called Category 5. It's really big. It probably gets, big. You know, 16 foot an hour air or more. It's
Does
really
it get
good.
Bigger when you light it?
Is it bigger when I light it?
Yeah, does it get nice and big and hard?
Yes, yeah, it gets really big.
Oh,
it's called Category 5. It's really good.
And it shoots stuff, like, out the front of it?
No, it goes out the top. It's out the top.
Oh, wow. How far does it
yeah.
go?
It's, like I said, it probably goes 16 to 20 feet in the air. It's pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, wow, that's a big load. Wow.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, wow. yeah.
What happens when you play with it? Like, if I let my kid's sister go light it, is it okay? Like,
how old is she?
You know, 25 or so. I mean, she's
oh, yeah,
married.
It's fine
she's
for
got
her.
Like
yeah.
eight
I
kids,
thought
you
meant
you
like
know?
A little bitty
she...
kid, you know?
Oh, no. Like, but I'm older. But,
oh,
know,
okay.
I'm old.
Hey.
That's what happens with time. You know, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got
you. Know,
I got you.
Yeah. And I lit a lot of fireworks in my youth and I inhaled all the fumes. And now I go around every July 4th making
Demo.
Sure you guys don't sell anything. I waste your time on the phone.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, come on out and see us, man. I've got
okay,
a good selection
yeah. I
want to
see your big, hard, big rock hard
okay.
firework that shoots stuff out the top.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, come out and see me, and we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah.
See Bathroom. You then. We'll be here all day tomorrow. Now, we're closed tomorrow. It's our last day.
Well, you'll be here all day tomorrow, but you're closed tomorrow.
Most tomorrow night at midnight. Tomorrow night at midnight is it.
Well, that's confusing. But all right, I'll see if I can
all
make right. it there and rub your rocket, and we'll see if it glows, all right?
Okay, see you then.
All right, cool.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I want to put.
What the fuck was that conversation?
I want to put my mouth on the fireworks. Hey, big
what even was that?
Oh.
What was that?
Yeah.
What the? Just completely ignore. All right.
And watch out for the Hoss of Wonder coming through with five
Oops.
Gifted subs. That went to Patrick T, Zach Bronson, Icarus, Charles Bernhardt, Jack, Mihoff. Oh, I guess no Mihoff.
Hey, so.
Yeah, I wanted your sister, or the kid to be 25 in dog years.
The big ass ones. That's what we want. Class C.
Texas Tiger fireworks.
Yeah. Hi. I have a question. You know the Roman candles that you guys have?
I have several different Roman candles.
Yeah, the bigger ones, the bigger of the two. Like
I am sold out of the flamethrowers.
No. Yeah. I know. I already bought some. I just had a question about it, about the operation.
Okay.
So I lit it, right? So I lit it and I shot it at my neighbor's house, but it didn't light the house on fire like this thing advertised. It says flamethrower. Hello? 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 Come on, man. How many times do I have to light this thing? I'm shooting shit at my neighbors. These motherfuckers every year try to outdo me. I'm gonna burn their house down with some fireworks. And you sold them to me, you son of a bitch. You don't have to shove the phone up your butt. I got some extra fireworks you can use. This one's a dud, I think. Oh, wait, that's my penis. Hello? I wonder if that guy didn't have all of his fingers and that's why he couldn't handle the phone properly. He had like a nub. He's like, like doing this. He's like,
I'm thinking, yeah.
The phone's on the counter. If you're looking at my video, the phone's on the counter. He's got his two fingers. He's got like fingers like this. And he's like, he's trying to pick it up. He's trying to pick the phone up off the counter.
Captain
I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. Yeah, Captain Hook destroying clocks. Yeah. Dr. Nub over there. Yeah. Not Dr. Nub, MD.
Dr. Nubbins.
They should have had that on Grey's Anatomy. They should have had a doctor called Dr. Nub. And it should have been a surgeon who only had like two fingers, like
Like the ET fingers or the two fingers like Benny, the cab driver from Total Recall, when he pulled his thing out and he just had the two. Like, that would have been pretty cool.
Thing out.
Yeah, well, he did. He pulled his thing out. He's like, five gives a feet like that.
With Dr. Yeah. Nub? Each episode?
I don't like how you're disrespecting Dr. Nub. You forgot to put the MD on the end of his fucking name. I would like to, like, thank you, everybody, for the short-lived...
Galaxy Fireworks.
The short-lived 500-some-odd viewers on TikTok in about a minute and a half. Burnt that bitch to the ground. Yeah, if for some reason, OBS, you're getting, like, instant approval applications if you're streaming to TikTok on PC. So it approved it within, like, 20 seconds. Yeah, hi. I want to talk to you about the Ozempic fireworks that I bought from you.
Which one?
Ozempic fireworks. It looks like a bottle rocket, but it's, I don't believe it is.
Ozempic fireworks?
Yeah, Ozempic firework.
I don't know what is that.
Oh, I took it because it's kind of like my prescription. Like, I have a prescription, like drugs, prescription drugs, the same name. And I injected the firework into my stomach, and now I've gained 30 pounds, and I don't know what's going on.
Man, Cole, I feel so bad.
But no, the thing is, I just feel really weird when I get around this bonfire. Like, I start to feel a bubbling in my gut, and I don't know what to do about this. Like, what was with the black stuff that was inside?
I don't know, man. Just take a look. Maybe try another one. Maybe it's going to work better.
Should I stay away from...
Thank you so much.
Should I stay away from the fire? Should I stay away from fires?
Fireworks.
Hi, hello.
What was that, darling?
What is your most explosive set of fireworks?
We have a pack for $1,200, dear, and it's fully loaded.
Yeah. But how big of a punch is it? Is it strong enough that if I threw it inside of a Cybertruck, like a Tesla Cybertruck, it blow the fucking doors off the engines, or what?
Yeah, we're not blowing up no Cybertruck.
Full disclosure, I called her last week and she yelled at us.
Oh.
I thought she'd get more angry. She didn't.
Off the fucking hinges with this thing is what's about to happen.
Class A is the highest explosive.
Yeah, I found more.
Also, XXX explosives.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a woman over here.
Hi.
I'm trying to get some fireworks, and she'll suck your dick if you'll give us some fireworks.
Yeah, we don't sell fireworks, sir.
What do you sell? I sell ass.
We do fireworks shows, sir.
You do fireworks shows? She does donkey shows. Honey, get on the phone.
Yes.
Honey, donkey show time. Come on.
Okay.
Hello?
Damn. Donkey show time.
Jesus.
All right, we're fucked up.
Hey,
I'm checking on my TikTok ban or my violation.
Hey, white people.
Why'd that guy just yell, hey, white people at me? Appeal not approved.
Please leave your message for...
Damn, my live access will not be restored. I was on TikTok for a minute and a half on live. Hi.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you believe TikTok fucking just banned me, man? Well, they didn't ban me. They said I can't go live. I can't go live anymore because I kept telling people. I guess they put it as clickbait because I said I was gonna go to the moon. I was gonna use your guys' fireworks and go to the moon. And so live on TikTok, I tied one of the biggest bottle rockets, the grade A bottle rocket, to my penis, and I lit it, and because I didn't go to space, they put me down as a fraudster.
Wait, what did you say at the last part?
You know your Class A big boom boom fireworks?
Hello? What did you say it again?
You know Class A big boom boom fireworks you have.
Uh-huh.
The class A, like, big motherfuckers. Yeah. I got naked on TikTok, and I tied it to my penis and tried to launch myself to space, and they banned me. And now I'm coming to you because you need you need to hire lawyers to get my ban removed. It's your fault.
Oh, wow. That's my fault?
Yeah, motherfucker. That's what I said. I said it's your fault. All right.
Okay. Come by.
Come by what? And do what? What are you going to do? You probably wear fucking low-cut socks, homeboy.
I'd be happy to tell you our location, hours, and current specials. What can I help you with?
My sperm.
I didn't quite understand.
Oh my, she's getting...
Look up store hours.
You fucking understood me, you whore!
Sorry, I had to get pushy with her.
Please wait while I connect you with a store representative.
See? Fucking worked. Yeah, she understood me. See?
It sounds like your finger fucking the computer.
Rip it.
Key Largo Phantom.
Yeah, hi. We got a problem with the fireworks. I think I gripped it and ripped it too hard, and then they didn't go off.
One second. Let me get a minute.
Okay, all right.
Dad, it hurts when I poop.
Okay, that's fine. We're gonna hook a string up to one of these bottle rockets. We're gonna pull it out.
Okay.
Don't even fret. Don't even fret.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi. We you know the fireworks, right, that we got from you?
Who may I ask? Am I speaking to?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Nub, MD, NUB, Doctor. NUB.
Uh-huh.
And my son, he came in and bought some fireworks, and we were trying to light them off, but apparently we had gripped it and ripped it too hard, and we don't know how to fix it.
Oh, okay. Give me one second. Let me put you on with one of the from the corporate to see if maybe they could tell you how to fix that.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Hold on, please.
Sure.
May I help you?
Probably not. What are your chromosomes? Are you man or woman?
Does it matter?
It does. Yes. That's why I asked.
Okay.
We're already on a bad foot. Do you know about the fireworks and the grades of explosives?
Okay. For what reason?
I have a problem with a groundhog that keeps eating my radishes in my garden, and they won't let me buy any black powder from the local gun shop anymore. So I'm trying to find other resources.
Mm. Yeah. So what is you're trying to find other resources?
Right. Other sources of black powders. So I read online that some of the like grade A fireworks that you have you know quite the quantity of black powder in them, and so what I'm trying to do is I found the main tunnel, what I believe is the main tunnel for this groundhog, because it keeps coming out and there's a hole right over by my garden, and it keeps coming out and it eats the radish and the parsley, it eats the tops off of them, right, and fucking just kills them. So what I want to do is I'm gonna put a little pack of like a coffee filter. I'm gonna empty all the black powder into the coffee filter, and I'm gonna put it into that main tunnel. And when I see the little bastard come out, I'm gonna light the fuse, and I'm gonna send it to hell.
Why didn't you just do smoke?
What does smoke do? Like smoking? Like what type of smokes?
Like smoke? Like a smoke bomb.
What does a smoke bomb do? Like it. Is it going to force it out of the tunnel? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I don't want temporary solutions. I want a final solution. I want this motherfucker not to exist anymore. Basically, I want him and like 3/4 of my lawn to be gone by the time I'm done. Like it fucks around, well, eats my radishes.
Yeah, well, at least you can get it out of there, and then once you get it out of there, then you can do what you want with it.
Yeah, typical woman says that all the time.
At least it won't kill your lawn.
Well, I'm willing to make sacrifices, you see, because I'm not eating my lawn. I'm not a cow. So if I can stop this little bastard from eating my vegetables,
you save a lot of money.
I rent though.
Of not having.
I rent, so it's not a big problem to me.
That's gonna save you a lot of liability.
Yeah, but the next storm that comes through, I'm gonna tell the landlord, I'm like, lawn got messed up.
Yeah. Well, that's my suggestion, sir.
Okay, but I'm trying to throw some money your way. Like, what Class A fireworks do you have? Like, what's right up there with TNT? You got some M80s?
No Class A.
No?
No, M80s are illegal.
Okay, what do you have that's like almost close to a blasting cap?
Yeah, I don't have that.
You got any tannerite? Was it Tannanite, Tannerite, something like that? The one where you gotta...
You can look online for that.
Yeah, but I want to come get it now. I don't want to order it. Like, that's going to take too long. I want some satisfaction.
We don't sell that.
I want some self...
We don't sell that.
Self-gratification tonight, you know what I'm saying? Fourth of July. I can really disguise it with the fireworks and stuff tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We don't sell Tannerite.
Okay. What do you sell? What can I do? What can I do?
I don't sell anything that you need for your use.
For my use?
I'm ready. Get ready. I'm ready for the touching.
Oh, God. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey. Now. Yo. Hello?
My friend Turbo wants to ask you about fireworks.
What's going on, buddy?
My friend Turbo wants to know about your fireworks.
What would
a couple
be
questions.
The best fireworks to distribute to the homeless?
Fireworks to the homeless? Let's go. Where are you guys at?
Near the encampment.
Where?
Got a lot of near the encampment, you know. Down by the highway.
What encampment?
The big encampment down by the highway.
By,
the one they keep trying to clear
by
out.
By Jackson? By Jackson?
Yeah, the one they keep trying to clear out. They need fireworks, man.
Over there under the bridge?
Yeah.
It's the encampment your mama's at. How about that?
Encampment my mama's ass?
Yeah, it's the encampment that your mama's at. How about that?
Fire. Who the fuck is this,
man? Let's go get her,
fool. It will be necessary.
Let's go get her, fool.
Let's go get it, baby. What's good? What's popping, fool? Who the fuck is this?
What's good then, fool?
What you want?
Put a firework so far up your ass and light it, you'll fucking soar in the sky, fool.
Let's go then, baby. Where you at?
Hey, it's not baby, it's Poppy when you address
what's
me.
What's up?
I mean, don't be fucking talking to me like that.
I mean, what's up, man? You know who this is? You calling me on some beef shit or what's good? Who the fuck is this? Speak up, man.
You know
this
who
soda,
told me
man.
To call you.
What's good?
You know who told me to call you, bro. You know who told me to call you.
Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck?
Pay him back. Pay him back.
Say your name. Speak up.
Pay him back and then the calls will stop. Pay your fucking money back, fool.
What money?
You know exactly who I'm talking about. You better go fucking pay him back and handle it with them or the calls ain't going to stop. I'm just letting you know that right now, homie. You better pay you back your shit or it's going to get ugly.
What the fuck are you talking about, fool? What money?
I don't know whose girlfriend you fucked. I don't know who, but they told me to call you, bro. And I'm just letting you know, this is the message they said, pay them back.
Pay them back their money. Oh, boy, God, his feelings hurt, man. Oh, man, I fucking lady, my bad. But not really, fool. Get a fucking life, Trump change, motherfucker. Stop calling my line. Get off my dick.
Pay him back.
Come
fool.
See
you
me.
You broke or what?
See pay what I'm back. About. See what I'm
what?
About, buddy.
You broke or what?
So pull pay up, motherfucker. 80
Small dick energy.
Address right there. Pull up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling to try to get some fireworks. What are your least expensive fireworks? You got some poppers?
Some poppers, like sparklers?
No, like the ones you throw on the ground and you go dance, motherfucker. You know, I'm sorry, I about cussed. The ones you throw on the ground, they pop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's 11 o'clock and I'm at home right now.
All right. So how long is it? How long is it going to take you to get back?
Thrown on the floor and pop.
Yeah. How long is it going to take you to get back there then, so we can do some chopping?
To get back where exactly?
To the fireworks.
I'll be back tomorrow.
No, tonight.
But I don't have any of the firecrackers that like go on the floor or anything like that.
What is this? A tent you guys got, or is it a what is it? Is it
a
building?
It's a tent. It's a tent.
Okay. So do these straps just come up or what? How do you undo these? I want to look at what you got.
Undo what exactly are we talking about?
Right here by the stakes. Like where's the entrance to this thing?
Where are you, sir? I'm so sorry.
That tent. I thought you were still open. I thought you were on break or something. How do I want to look at what you got.
No, I think you're calling the wrong location, boss. Where are you exactly?
No, the tent. Here, hang on.
I have a different location.
Hang on. I think I can get this open. Like, what happens if I pull these stakes up that are right here on the ground? I just pull these up.
What are you talking
I'm
about, dude?
I'm going to get a hammer. I think I can hammer these up. Like, I need to look inside. But you got it all. You got it all. You got the sides pulled down. I can't even get at it.
Okay, you're a fucking crazy person. That's what it is. Got it.
What?
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Why would you think that? $10 says he's heading back to his fucking tent right now to take a look.
Yeah.
I was about to corn dog man him. That's what I was about to do. I'm going to take you get back there. I want to get some fireworks.
TNT Fireworks, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
How are you?
Erica. I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We're trying to find... Cause we work for a charity, and we're trying to help out some of the homeless. What we're trying to do is we're trying to find some fireworks that are not too expensive that we can afford. And we want to buy them and give them to the homeless so they can feel human again on this 4th of July.
Okay.
And so we're trying to find something that's going to look pretty, make a real impact on their life, but not break our pocketbooks. You know what I'm saying?
Where do you guys live?
Where do we live? No. We're with the Horse Machine Ranch Charities. And so we're just trying to get, like, I don't know, we're trying to spend a couple $100 on some fireworks.
Well, we're in Leeds, Alabama.
Right. Yeah.
You guys close by?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, come on down. Yeah, we've got something to fit, you know, everybody's budget.
Okay. Because what we're doing is, do you have Roman candles, bottle rockets, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We got it all, man. Got a warehouse full.
Okay, because we're from California, and we can't get a lot of this stuff out here because of all the droughts and stuff, so they don't even let us really shoot off fireworks. So we're kind of what you would think of like a traveling amusement for homeless people, and we're just trying to get a bunch of Roman candles so we can get them out here into the field and reenact a little bit of the Civil War. So we want to have them shoot the Roman candles at one another.
Hey, just come on out. Come to the store. We'll take care of you.
Okay, how much are we talking for? How many cases?
All right.
Like, how many Roman candles in a case? Hey, don't try to push me off the phone, motherfucker. I might be with a charity, but I ain't no bitch. Oh, boy. Yeah, I was going to tell him about the Civil War. I was going to tell him about how we're going to reenact the Civil War, but this time the South wins. The South is gonna win this time.
It's wizards instead of.
Do you guys have the underwater fireworks?
Like the crackers?
It's the one you can light, and you throw it in the pool, and it just lights up the pool with a bunch of different colors, and it starts shooting out.
Maybe the Magnum flashers. I'm not really sure.
Well, ask which one is the underwater firework. Please, can you ask somebody?
I cannot. I would say I know some people use like the Magnum flashers and like I'm sorry.
Hey, dude, get the address so we can go over and look and see what they got.
They want to know if we can come fuck you.
Fire away.
She was stupid. They were gonna go nowhere.
Yes,
she was dumb.
Yes, I know. I know.
Not.
Super Show, Michael Spriggan, may I help you?
Hey, Big Mike, how you doing there?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I not too bad. I'm calling to check. My daughter has been requesting fireworks she saw on TikTok. Do you guys have the Do you guys have the Barbie fireworks?
We do not.
Okay, I don't know if they're even.
We do not.
She, from what she described, it looks kind of like the Barbie dream house, and it explodes and it ruins Ken's fucking life.
Oh really? Well, we don't have that.
Oh damn. Do you got any of the
He's done.
Just keep on him for a while.
Hello, Circle K, 1302,
agent
speaking.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dwight. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, okay. Hello from corporate.
We got a bit of a problem. We got a complaint earlier about your guys' Diet Coke. Apparently, a few of them have been coming up flat. They're saying that they've possibly been opened or they're leaking, and they're a flat product.
And it's a flat product?
Yeah. So they're getting it, and you know when you crack open the top, you get that fizz or that the release of pressure when you open it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're saying that that's not happening.
That's what they thought you were saying, for real.
Yeah, and they said when they drank it, it was just flat. It was flat and tasteless was their description. They said about 50% less bubbles.
Oh, no.
And so,
no,
so
that couldn't be possibly happen.
Well, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to check one and make sure that that's maybe it was an isolated incident and then it's not an ongoing issue at this location. And I understand. I hear the tones in the back that you guys might be very busy right now. But this will only take about 5 minutes.
John, tell her that she can take the burp test.
I just opened one and tasted it. It's fine. It's fine. It said when I opened it.
It did what now?
So when I opened it, it said
Hang on. I'm having an issue. Let me turn the volume up on my phone here real quick. All right, go ahead and give it one more shot. It did what now?
It gave the sound. You know when you first open it, it'd be like...
Right.
Yeah, it did that, so it got pressure in it, and it's fizzed up and everything, so I don't know.
How long ago was this? And was this a 2-liter?
No, I just did it.
You just did it. Okay. And we're going to have to go ahead and do a pressure test then. Do you have any... let's see here. Let me look through the manual here. Do you have any of the Mentos mints?
The Mentos.
Yes, the mints.
And
what we're going to do is we're going to put that in there, and I need you to let me know if it changes colors from its actual color right now, if it turns a red color, like a bright red, not a like auburn or anything like that, a bright red.
So you want me to take a Mentos and drop it in one of the 2-liter Coca-Cola bottle.
Yep, and let me know if there is a substantial red color would be the change if it's having an issue, because we were alerted from one of our bottling partners.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I just dropped the Mentos in the Coca-Cola.
Okay,
it's not changing colors.
It's not changing colors? Okay. So it's, no. It's all right. No color change. Let me put this down. No color change. All right. And in this on the let me put this on here. Who can I say did the test for me? I'm just writing down. Can I? Who did the test for me? What was your name again?
Keisha.
All right. Let me write this down here real quick. Hang on. I might be able to type this into this form. Let me go ahead here. All right. Begin memo. Keisha is a lying motherfucker. And let's go ahead and print that out so that that's memorialized. All right. Keisha is a liar. Fucking liar. I will put that right
in here. Liar, just like how you a liar, because we know you're not from corporate.
Big motherfucking liar.
Because corporate is not even open right now. So if you want to call
big motherfucking liar,
I'm going to play.
Keisha's a big fucking lying bitch.
And the way you say it, motherfucker, I know you're a white guy. So stop trying to hack the store. Stop thinking that
hack
we're going to get anything. And it'll be
they're
okay.
They're trashing.
Try another store.
They're trashing.
Listen.
You in Vegas.
Hey, listen. If I said to test a grape soda, you'd have been right on top of it, wouldn't you?
It's okay.
They're trashing our rights.
Listen,
they're trashing our rights.
She don't know we're from the Speedway. Fuck her.
Look, how the fuck is y'all got three people on the phone and y'all all from corporate? Y'all sound funny.
Yeah, what do you think? Corporate was run by a robot?
As long as y'all stay on this phone, I'm going to stay on this phone.
Yeah,
well,
we're at Speedway. Yeah, we're at Speedway. Hey, bitch, we're at Speedway. Fuck you. Fuck you. We're at Speedway.
How much?
Hey, fuck you.
Shut your ass up.
Fuck you too and your mother. Now, what else you
want to
talk about?
Hey, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Lazy ass bitch.
Y'all is so much fun. Y'all is just giving me free time on the clock listening to y'all. Is y'all done?
That means you're stealing from the company.
When's the last time you rotated those nasty ass hot dogs and tacos?
I know y'all trying to steal from the company. I know.
No, I do. Hey, look.
I understand.
I was acquitted. I was acquitted of all charges.
Guys, let's calm down.
I don't embezzle anything.
So I'm a double slap y'all asses. Come on up here. Y'all want to play?
Come on.
You hear these door?
What's that all about?
Hey, you hear these door chimes? We're very busy.
My homegirl Crispy will fuck you up.
Hey Crispy, what can I help you with? Would you like some Mongo lights?
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, see that? Crispy's gonna shove peanuts in your pussy. Crispy's gonna shove peanuts, boiled peanuts in your pussy.
I'm gonna bop the top of your head.
You don't know Crispy. She ain't like that. She'll fuck you up.
Crispy gonna come up.
I ain't worried about it. I will fuck you up. I'll fuck you up.
I'm not scared of you.
She's gonna come up in there with some AMPM energy, ho.
You could get slapped too. They wanna involve you too, Crispy. I could slap the shit out of you too.
It's not Crispy.
I'm not scared.
Don't be scared.
I won't give a fuck. I won't give a fuck if it was Kelly. It doesn't matter. I'll still slap all three of you motherfuckers.
Crispy, you ain't never scared.
You would give a fuck if it was R. Kelly, because he'd piss on you
I will slap the shit out of every last one of y'all. How long y'all want me to stay on the phone with y'all?
Come over to the 7-Eleven and do it.
How about this? I'll go over there and I'll eat your pussy.
Why is you at 7-Eleven if you supposed to be
because we work here.
We're from the 7-Eleven.
If you're supposed to be corporate, if you
we own all this shit. Look, we own all y'all.
Shut the fuck up.
Come outside and smoke the cigarette, bitch. Come out here and smoke that cigarette. I'm in the dumpster.
Y'all wish y'all owned a motherfucking store. Some damn Canadians run this damn shit.
Yeah, we do. We run it.
Them the fucking Arabians. Them Arabians. 7-Eleven is Arabian.
Oh, now you're assuming our nationality. Why? I don't sound Arabian or look Arabian? What's the matter with you?
They are Arabians. I done worked for 7-Eleven, too.
So next,
I'm fucking
your dumb
Indian,
ass,
dumbass.
Run some other
we
shit.
Fucking own this shit.
Run
I'm
some
Hindi,
other shit.
You
run some
ass.
Other shit.
Well,
run some other shit, and I'm full
pussy?
Black.
I'll bend you over the cashier table, and I'll eat your pussy in front of everybody. How about that?
I thought Patel ran
7-Eleven. You won't even get a chance to sniff this motherfucker.
Hey, I bet it smells like
out.
Wendy's cheeseburgers.
I'll lick that pussy.
Yeah,
that's what your insides smell like. You sound like you infested with diseases. All you motherfuckers, y'all broke, y'all bums, y'all ain't got shit going but to play on the motherfucking phone and think y'all was finna steal
not...
a motherfucker and think a motherfucker was finna fall for y'all dumbass shit and tell, it was too bad because so y'all got on the phone with the wrong one. Y'all let the wrong one pick up the
phone. Are you trying to say we're brokies?
You
is that what you're trying to say?
You let the wrong one pick up the phone. You let the wrong one pick
Who
up the phone.
Who let the
right
dogs out?
Looking out
shit.
The
y'all
side of your passenger's
do.
Ride.
Bums
trying
me.
To holler
you
at me.
Disgusted. You ain't shit.
I don't want no scrubs. The scrub
you
is a Circle K employee who can't. Do anything to me.
Yes, I'm a Circle K employee and got money coming in. I bet you I could pay for you and your nigga that's on the phone and your
could you?
That's on the phone.
Could you? Because I'm a brokey.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
We're being that
I'll
Circle K. We're being that
I'll
Circle
take
K.
You dinner,
I could pay for you,
your
bitch,
pussy.
And your nigga.
Oh, don't be dropping words like that. Don't be dropping words you can't take back.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I want to say. Believe
that.
And Dr.
Dre took that back already.
But you think I'm finna give y'all scammers anything?
Hey, listen.
Y'all are scammers.
As a white woman, you can't be saying that word. Hey, no. As a white woman, you can't say that word. You can't say that word as a white woman.
That is our word.
Y'all are scammers. Oh, that's what it was. Oh, so that's what it was. Hold on. I'm gonna let my cashier know. They was you, so y'all was expecting for the white lady to pick up the phone. Y'all thought y'all was finna get hers.
Yeah,
she's not
the white woman I've ever spoken to, ma'am.
Okay, let me let her know. She can't even answer our phones no more.
She's
hello, this is Karen. How may I help you?
Okay, baby.
Hey, Karen. Got this bitch on the phone.
Just,
she's being a bitch.
The white lady was gonna answer the phone, so don't answer
this
the phone
is Karen.
No more, okay?
I'm your boss.
Yeah. They said they thought the white lady was gonna answer the phone and they was gonna scam you. So don't answer the phones, okay?
Oh, stop.
What are you trying to scam?
The scams
exactly?
only work on the white women.
I don't know.
You lying ass bitch. Ain't nobody trying to scam you. You a lying ass
what
bitch.
Is
ain't
the
nobody
scam?
Trying to scam nobody. We just better than you, stupid. We from 7-Eleven.
Hell yeah,
we better
going
than you.
Off.
Well, she is white.
Going to hell off.
What are you talking about?
You
and this shit is fun.
You ain't shit.
This
ain't
shit is
you
fun.
Ain't doing you ain't shit.
Oh,
this shit is fun.
Stick a firecracker down your
this
pants.
This shit is hilarious.
Girl,
this
what?
Shit is
fun.
It's hilarious. Y'all is hilarious. Yep, all that. All that. If that'll keep you motherfuckers away from me trying to be in my face, yep, I will go with all that. I got firecrackers
well, we
going
get
all
close.
Down there.
Come
we
to 7-Eleven.
I got
come say it to my face. Come say it to my face.
You don't
want to
fuck with me.
Come say it to my face. Come say
you
it to my face. I'm on 7-Eleven right now. Come say it to my face.
No, we
I'm
want
on 7-Eleven right now.
Sign on me. You don't want
to
mess
come
with me.
Come say
girl.
It to my face. Say it to my face. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't
look,
girl,
I
know
just
like
red
you ain't
lobster
shit.
Money,
like
so don't talk to me.
That's why you sitting on the phone. You talking to me while I'm talking to me at work. So I'm on the phone getting
come
paid to talk
7-Eleven.
To y'all and talk shit to y'all. And I'm getting paid
hey,
for
I'm
this.
Working right now
y'all
too.
Get y'all
I'm
on the
right
phone talking. Y'all thought y'all was finna get some money. And y'all ain't even get sick shit. So therefore, now y'all got to figure out another way.
I'm on 7-Eleven right now.
You got another
way. 7-Eleven. I don't work for 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven ain't no shit. Fuck 7-Eleven.
What?
I'm at
you
7-11
know if 7-Eleven paid you $10
face.
More an hour,
I'm
it would be
right
all
now.
About 7-Eleven. Let me tell you shit.
Hey, baby, I like your dreads.
7-Eleven.
Thank you.
I have dreadlocks in my asshole. I got ass dreads.
Horse's ass.
Mm-mm. You said you like licking assholes?
I'll eat your pussy.
Yes.
Shut up.
Boy. Okay, at this point. At this point, I see y'all bored. Y'all ain't got shit to do. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, y'all should be out popping firecrackers, drinking,
I'm
enjoying
right
y'all
now, bitch. I'm working right now, 7-Eleven. I ain't got nothing better to do, so I decided to call you. And you ain't doing shit.
On the phone,
if you was about
to trick
your shit, you'd be working right now. You'd have a fucking broom. You'd have a fucking mop, and you'd be doing your shit. But you ain't doing shit. Because you ain't shit. That's why I decided to call you.
Listen, ma'am, you need to clock out if you're gonna have a personal phone call.
Yeah. And you need to stop coming with that hot dog hustle if you got champagne taste. You know what I'm saying? Ma'am?
A few moments.
Sir, are you still there?
I like that. That shit was dope, man.
Good night, Motor 6, and I'll help you.
Yeah, hi. I have a question. In my room, do the windows open in here?
No, you can leave the windows open.
Yeah, but what? Because it's, you know, 4th of July is, like, it's approaching.
Yeah,
and so, like, we started off with sparklers in here, and now, like, we want to move to the big things.
What do you mean, like?
So I got, like, fireworks, but, like, if I can't leave the windows open, if I turn the vent on in the bathroom, can I do them in there, like the bathtub? Because there's water there, so if things go wrong, I can just turn the water on.
What do you want to do exactly?
I'm in the bathroom. I just want permission to be able to light the fireworks so I can show my kids what America is all about.
I mean, you can't actually.
I can? All right. Oh, fuck. It's beautiful in here. What is that, velvet? America, the beautiful land. Oh.
You seem to have lost the patience.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
You didn't know what the fuck was going on.
There's fireworks.